Good evening and welcome to Scratched Up Radio Theater on listener-supported KKRN Community Radio. Our play tonight is titled Freddy, written by Joe Graceffo and directed by John Welsh. It was produced by Lily Dubois and Jim Dowling. The play opens in early 1964, Hollywood. We hear the sound of a Vespa speeding by along with a few random street sounds. Then out of the din comes the voice of a photographer, followed quickly by the voices of the two main characters, Leo Bloom, a middle-aged writer, and his dog, Freddy. Yep, a talking dog.
Freddy! Freddy! Look this way!
Freddy, pay no attention.
I must!
Freddy, this way! Smile!
Woof! Woof!
Must you give them what they want?
I must! Why are you talking under your breath?
Because I'm trying to keep the fact that we are speaking a secret. Every time. Must you give them what they want every time?
Oh, of course. I just want to please.
I feed you. I walk you. I give you a warm bed to sleep in at night. And it's them you want to please.
They're so nice.
It's because you're so damn cute.
Hey, pal. Who are you talking to?
Myself. I'm a writer. Writers talk to themselves.
Oh, sure. I get it.
No, you don't. But that's okay.
Do you want to get in there with Freddy? I got a release form. I can get your name for the photo credit.
No. And no.
Oh, come on, pal. Don't be a chump.
You know who I am, you putz.
Nobody knows who you are.
So, fine. Move along. You got your pictures.
Here's my card. These shots will be in the next issue. Have his agent call me about residuals. Bye, Freddy. Bye, chump.
See how they treat me?
You could try lightening up a bit.
Not you, too.
Come on, Leo. Give me a happy woof, woof.
Oh, no. You speak English? I do not speak dog.
Leo, please.
Woof, woof. There. You happy?
Are you happy?
Oh, yes. Yes. I'm happy.
Good. Now let's get going because I'm hungry.
Me too.
Can we go see my agent after lunch?
Yep. I got you covered.
Squirrel!
What about lunch?
Squirrel! Then lunch.
Then a meeting with your agent. When do I get my time? I really need to sit down with my typewriter.
That thing? It's old.
I'm old.
No, you're not. Come on, the squirrel is getting away.
Don't pull. Slow it, slow it.
He got away. Look, squirrel.
Not another one. Can we focus?
Squirrel?
No, Freddy. Not on the squirrel, on lunch.
Brown Derby?
Perfect. Say, what's this meeting with your agent all about?
A commercial. Max wants to do some test shots with the lady.
Lady?
The one who feeds me in the commercial.
Oh, of course.
She's a real Donna Reed type.
I like Donna Reed.
Donna Reed type. I have a producer's credit on this spot, so I make the final casting call on my co-star.
You can't be serious.
Look, is it Freddy? That's Freddy.
Freddy! 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 Freddy!
Turn off the charm, will you, kid?
Can I help it if people love me?
Your usual table?
Yep. And will you bring us a phone?
Of course. After the variety cover, I'm guessing he's getting a lot of inquiries.
There are people that I need to talk to. I'm a writer.
Oh. How's that going?
Well, it's... Never mind. I'll take a pastrami on rye and a black coffee. Can you bring him his...
Carrot?
Woof.
Right away, Freddy.
You've got everybody eating out of your hand.
Why not? I eat out of your hand.
When I give you a treat.
Which, while we're on the subject, could stand a little bit of improvement.
Aren't you about to shoot an ad for Purina? Shouldn't you be seen in public eating Purina treats?
I like carrots. And no, didn't Max tell you?
Tell me what? Why am I always the last to know?
The ad is for Kennelration. Who are you calling? Don't you upset Max.
I'm calling my mother.
Say hi for me.
You'll see her tonight. I'm just confirming we'll be by for dinner.
I don't have that on my calendar.
You don't have a calendar.
Well, why not?
You're a dog? I keep your appointments.
Here you are.
Woof.
Excuse me, there's no pickle.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot.
Forgot? Or perhaps you noticed my LBJ campaign button and decided not to bring it. Are you a Republican?
Leo? Leo, is that you? What are you saying? I'm not going to vote for Goldwater. He might drop the bomb.
No need to get snippy.
Woof.
Thank you, Freddy. I concur.
Woof.
I thought Leo called me. Is that you, Freddy?
I did call you, Ma.
Woof.
Why is Freddy barking? Is he upset? Did you do something to upset him, Leo?
No, I'm the one who's upset. They left something off my order again.
I will bring you your pickle.
I told you not to feed Freddy pickles, you schmuck. They're bad for his tummy.
It's my pickle. The pickle is for me.
Why are you shouting?
I'm not shouting.
Are you at the Brown Derby again?
How else am I going to call you at lunch?
They're overpriced.
Woof.
See? He knows. Your dog's got more sense than you.
I gotta go, Ma. My sandwich is staring me in the face.
Bring a bottle of that sweet wine I like. Not the Manischewitz, it's the Italian one.
See you tonight. Gotta go.
Bye, Freddy.
Oh, she's so sweet.
Stop it.
The waiter never did bring you your pickle.
Everybody loves somebody sometime.
Freddy and... what'd you say your name was?
Seriously, Stella? Leo. Leo Bloom.
It's Freddy and...
send him. Hello, Leo. Freddy!
Why does she always do that?
What chick?
Pretend like she doesn't know me.
Yeah. Close the door. We got a powwow.
Max!
Woof! Max!
Oh, what is it, little guy? Maxie's okay, just a bit of phlegm.
It's the cigars. Do you ever open a window in here?
What are you, my mother?
We love you, Max.
I love you too, Bubala. Now, let's talk broads.
Max, tone it down. Freddy is only 2 years old.
What? That's 14 in people years. I popped my first cherry when I was 12.
Max!
What? All right, ladies, let's talk ladies.
Can I see their headshots?
Wouldn't you rather make the call at the shoot?
No.
Okay.
Make them sad? See all their little faces droop?
I don't think there's any danger of that.
I gotta agree with Leon.
It's Leo?
Yeah, I'm just busting your nuts. They're all pros. They can handle rejection.
Just show me their pictures, Max. I want the most Donna Reed of all the Donna Reed types you interviewed.
Well, you gotta hand it to the kid. He knows what he wants. Hey, Leo, how come he only talks to you and me?
That's easy. He trusts me, and you make him money.
What'd I say? The kid knows what he wants.
Come in. I'm Brad.
Hold my cigar. Where's the studio?
Well, aren't you then, Eager Beaver?
Time is money, Brad.
Woof.
Oh, isn't he precious?
He knows the value of a buck.
I bet he'd like a treat.
Garrett?
No.
Did he just...
No.
Brad, we're due at Paramount in just over an hour. You tell me how you want to spend the time.
My apologies, Mr. Meyerson. Right this way.
Hey, ixnay on the Freddy talkie, okay?
He can't help himself sometimes.
We're not ready for the big reveal. Paramount's rolling out a huge marketing campaign days before Freddy's first film hits the theaters.
Max, good to see you. Freddy, you're looking healthy as always. sorry, I forgot your name.
Never mind him, you talk to me. So, this must be Miss Kenneration.
She's a bit bosomy for a Donna Reed type, don't you think?
Woof.
Apparently there's been a mistake. Spilkies, can I walk him around the studio? There's some kind of upset tummy thing happening.
Leo, I don't see the problem.
We'll just be a minute. Frederick, she is practically spilling out of that dress.
Woof.
Stop it. No one can hear us.
I like her. I picked her.
I thought you liked Donna Reed. Weren't you supposed to pick a woman that looked like her?
I do like Donna Reed. I respect her.
So what happened?
I called him back. We talked. He said the producers really wanted a woman with more sex appeal. I said, okay, let's do it. He said, great, I knew you'd understand. Next thing you know...
Wait a minute. Damn, people are looking at us. What do you mean you called him back?
I called him back.
How is that possible?
You don't think I've watched you long enough to figure out how it's done?
I don't believe it. My dog can dial a telephone.
I love you, Dad.
Oh, stop it. More people are looking over.
Get down here, big guy. I'll always be grateful for the day you rescued me from the shelter.
I love you too, Freddy.
We're ready for Freddy's lighting check.
Be right over.
Freddy, I want you to meet Sunny Rivers. Sunny was recently crowned Miss Quaker Oats, so think of her as part of the family.
I don't get you.
What?
The Quaker Oats brand, one big happy family. Leo, don't ask questions.
Is he going to die?
No. No.
He's very old. Old people die.
They teach you that in college, did they, kid?
I never went to college.
Forget about it. Look at your co-star there. He never went to college, and he's raking in the big bucks.
He is?
After this movie comes out, his fee'll go way up. You can take that to the bank, boychick.
Freddy really is an inspiration.
Well, you two should get to know one another.
Max?
Big dreams. You got big dreams, right, kid?
Max, stop. Please.
I can see it. Sunny Rivers and her faithful pal, Freddy. A road picture like they used to make with Carol Lombard and Clark Gable.
Okay, Freddy, Sunny, we need you on the backyard set, then we go straight into the grocery store display.
Woof.
And I'm leaving my business card with Brad. You call me.
I will. Thanks.
She's never going to call you.
Of course not. Though at my age, you swing for the fences. You come up short, what's the harm?
Maybe you'll get lucky.
Maybe. Never hurts to try. Never hurts to dream.
Because of you, there's a song in my heart. Because of you, my romance had its start.
Welcome to Paramount.
Woof.
We have a meeting with Hal Wallace.
Oh, hi, Freddy. That's Bungalow 17. Straight ahead and to your left. Park anywhere.
Wait, before we go in...
Oh, now? Okay.
Yeah, I'll go in and get things started with Hal.
You couldn't have gone earlier?
In the photo studio?
No, I guess not. Well, go behind that tree and make it snappy, mister.
Don't make me uncomfortable.
Sorry, just go, please. Done?
Yep. Look, a squirrel!
Squirrel?
Squirrel!
No!
Let's go!
No, Freddy, no, we have a meeting!
I just wanna catch it!
Not a good idea.
Yes, I'll bring it to your mom. A gift for your mom.
It's not her birthday.
Then I'll give it to Mr. Wallace. He'll love it.
No, he won't. Movie producers, don't eat squirrels.
Yeah, Wallace here. Uh-huh. 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 Goodbye. Max, that was security. Our star and his cohort are running all over the lawn behind the bungalows.
I don't know what to tell you. They were right behind me.
Eh, whatever. The news I got isn't good. Maybe it's better they're not around to hear it.
Hal, lay it on me. I can take it.
The movie bombed at the test screening.
What kind of a cockney nonsense is that? Freddy talks. That alone is enough to put butts in the seats.
They didn't buy it.
What's not to buy? The dog is talking. English, like you and me.
Look, I got the slips right here. Almost every one of them says they thought he was dubbed. And badly.
Well, what'd the other ones say?
What other ones?
The ones that didn't say he was dubbed.
I lied. They all thought he was dubbed. I was trying to spare your feelings.
Yeah, crap. You know I was counting on this. I'm getting old, Hal.
We're not shelving the picture. I met with some people. We got a way to save it.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Well, you're not gonna like it.
What were you? Your slacks are covered in grass stains. You got a knot on your head.
I ran into a tree.
It's my fault, Max. You see, there was this squirrel.
Haven't you got no self-control?
Max, he's a dog.
I wasn't talking to him.
I need to, you know, wash my face before I go in there.
Max, do you have a carrot?
You nearly killed me running after that rodent, and now you're hungry?
Peckish.
Of course, Boobala. Uncle Max always has a treat for you.
No, you're reinforcing bad behavior.
I'm not his psychiatrist, I'm his agent.
Oh, God. So, are we going back in?
No.
So? Tell us.
You're not gonna like it.
Oh, brother. We're going to my mother's for dinner. Is this going to upset my stomach?
Mabel's cooking. Hey, am I invited?
Not tonight.
Well, you can't go looking like that.
He's right. You look a mess.
Max, please. Just tell us.
Because of you, there's a song in my heart.
Come in, come in. You brought the sweet Italian wine.
Yep, Lambrusco.
Is that the kind Dean Martin drinks?
I don't know Dean Martin. I don't know what he drinks.
What happened to your head?
I bumped it.
You're such a klutz.
Woof!
Enough out of you.
He's always bumping into things, isn't he, Freddy?
Woof! Woof!
What's that smells so heavenly?
Lasagna.
No kugel?
What'd I just say? Lasagna, lasagna.
Why no kugel?
Aw, Leo, you're such a stick in the mud. No sense of adventure.
I do so have a sense of adventure. That's why I'm a writer.
How's that going, by the way?
I'm still waiting for my big break.
Written anything new lately?
I got a few ideas percolating.
Woof!
Is he telling the truth, Freddy?
Woof!
How did your meeting go?
Maybe we should have a glass of wine first.
I told you not to trust that Max.
What?
He's too old!
Here.
You're supposed to toast me by saying abbondanza, you smuck.
I'm not Italian. Neither are you.
I made lasagna. Lasagna.
So suddenly you're Italian.
Why not? They're just like us.
Woof, woof.
See, he knows.
Yeah. More than you know. He knows.
What the hell is that supposed to mean?
You'd better sit down, Ma.
I swear to God, Leo, if you've done something that...
What? No, just... Please. The news isn't going to make any sense unless I tell you something. Well, about Freddy.
Is he okay?
He's fine. In fact, Freddy, tell my mother you're fine.
I'm fine.
Oh, great jumping Jesus.
You're going to spill your wine. You're going to spill your wine.
Please just talk to me.
Freddy can talk.
Oh, my God, Sherlock. I think I figured that out for myself. But how when did this happen?
I don't know.
When?
Well...
Not you, Einstein. I want to hear it from him.
Well, Mom...
Technically, she's your grandmother.
Technically, he's a dog.
I adopted him.
I love you, Dad.
I love you too, Freddy.
Stop it, the both of you. Freddy, how can you talk?
I have no idea. I just can.
Wait. You slipped something in my wine, didn't you? A Mickey Finn. This is all in my head.
Nope. Sorry to disappoint you. Again.
I was under the impression you had bad news. You got a talking dog.
Okay, so I've kept a lot from you. Freddy shot a movie at Paramount.
My grandson is going to be a movie star.
Dad, let me tell her what happened.
It's your show.
Freddy and Babs hit the road with this kid, Barbara Streisand. She's a singer.
I know who she is from Funny Girl.
Right, that's her. Freddy and Babs Hit the Road is a takeoff on It Happened One Night. Freddy was cast in the Clark Gable role.
I figured he was playing the Claudette Colbert part. Thank you for clearing that up.
We shot it last year, a few months in post, then an audience test screening. It bombed.
You're a talking dog. How can it bomb?
That's exactly what I said, Ma. The producer tells Max the audience didn't buy it. Thought the lip sync was off. One guy had the nerve to say Freddy didn't sound like a dog.
What did I tell you? That Max is a no good Nick.
It's not his fault. Paramount is going to redub Freddy's voice and test it again.
With Bob Hope.
I like Bob Hope.
But it's Freddy's picture. Without his voice, it'll be like any other girl in her dog movie.
Well, at least you'll be getting paid.
They cut my back-end points. All I get is whatever Max wrote the contract for.
Which is?
Not much.
Leo, my son. Get another agent!
This was going to be his big breakthrough.
Okay, hotshot. When's your big breakthrough coming?
I don't know.
Cheer up, Dad. It'll happen.
Can we eat before I lose my appetite?
Leo, you're actually a good kid, you know.
Woof!
So you still talk like a dog sometimes.
I do, when I really want to express myself. I follow the Stanislavski school. I consider myself a method actor.
Oh, really? A regular Marlon Brando?
He's quite the character, my Freddy.
Yeah, I can see you two have a lot in common. Why don't you write something about him?
About Freddy?
Sure, you know what they say, write what you know.
That's kind of trite, isn't it, Ma?
No, genius, it's just good common sense. Now cut the lasagna and give the actual breadwinner over there a nice big piece.
Woof! Woof, woof, woof!
People, people who need people, are the luckiest people in the world.
I got it. I think I'm onto something.
That's exciting.
My mother, I gotta hand it to her, she was right.
Read some of it to me.
Okay. The film opens with an establishing shot of the location. Rome. The Colosseum
Trevi Fountain, like that. Then we see a guy zipping by on one of those Italian scooters.
A Vespa.
Yeah, okay, a Vespa. And he's got his dog riding in a basket in the back.
Couldn't, and just work with me here, the dog be driving the Vespa and the man be sort of hanging on to him from behind?
No. No.
Instead of a man, it's my kennel ration mom, Sunny, wind in her hair, me holding her tight from behind.
No. And you're in a basket, not holding on tight from behind.
Okay. Okay. Fine. Fine.
Then we hear the voice of a narrator, just like in the old detective pictures. He introduces the two main characters, Leo Bloom, a middle-aged writer, and his dog, Freddy. A big event is going on.
A movie premiere.
Could be, could be. Then, out of the din comes the voice of a photographer.
Paparazzo!
Yeah, he calls out, Freddy, Freddy, look this way!
I love where this is going.
Do you? Really?
Woof! Woof, woof, woof!
People who need people.
You have been listening to Freddy, written by Joe Graceffo, directed by John Welsh, and produced by Lily Dubois and Jim Dowling. Our cast featured Daniel Hill as Freddy, Thorin Hansen as Leo, John Welsh as Max, Dustin Davis played Brad, the gatekeeper and the producer, Chloe Freeman Davis was Sunny, Jim Dowling as Wallace, Linda Reagan as Mabel, Ernie Bottom as the photographer, the waitress, and the receptionist. Our technical director, as always, is Lily Dubois. KKRN Community Radio is an all-volunteer station entirely dependent on donations and underwriting. Mainly, we rely largely on individual donors to sustain our operations. Please join our online pledge drive and donate now to help keep our distinctive programming, like Scratched Up Radio Theater, stay on the air. Go to kkrn.org and click on the donate button. Or, if you prefer, write a check and send it to KKRN P.O. Box 188, Montgomery Creek, California, 96065. No donation is too small. Thank you. I am your host, Dickie Magadoff. Good night, and thanks for listening to Scratched Up Radio Theater.
Hey there, this is Thorin Hansen from KKRN 88.5 FM from Round Mountain.